Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the Hulk Hogan do my macho man, Randy Savage. Mr. Evan is here.
I've never been an American hero, though.
No, but you have the figure.
Well, Macho Man was no slouch, though.
No, he was. Macho Man was all style.
He was all style, yeah. No substance.
Exactly.
Whatsoever.
Like me.
Yes,
I'm
like
all
you.
Style.
Yes,
no
and you have been known to snap into several Slim Jims.
I have.
I can't do it. I have a palate designed for junk food, but I can't do the Slim Jim.
And the Slim Jim is like the high, like, that's really high on the junk food totem pole.
In terms of junkiness, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In terms of pure filth.
It's mostly oil. It's oil and the parts that were too good or that weren't good enough for Oscar Mayer. It's the Oscar Mayer rejects.
It's not even Oscar Mayer. I think that's even giving Oscar Mayer an even worse name than it needs. It should be like that Fun Dog. Have you ever seen those? they're like flesh colors.
You can see rat skulls in the burger.
And a beak.
Yeah, a beak. Yeah, no good.
So we're at the sample room.
Finally.
Not it because it's a snowstorm.
It took us 188 shows.
Exactly. But we did it.
Cool, brother.
And we might as well just call it a day right now.
No, there's still some more places I want to try.
Oh, okay. So we're at the sample room, which is approximately 50 pesos?
Pesos. It's not that cheap.
50 pesos.
It is happy hour.
From your front door.
It's pretty close. I would say it's about a block and a half or so.
And we kicked off your bachelor party here.
We did. We did indeed.
Got a little liquid lubrication.
A little bit.
And cheese. Because we're classy.
That's right. Speaking of which, happy repeal day,
by
the way.
Happy
repeal day. Salute, yes. Yeah. As we record this, of course, it is December 5th, which is the anniversary of the repeal of the, it's not 13th Amendment. Which amendment was it?
No, 13th Amendment was
slavery.
Slavery.
Yeah.
Might as well have been the same thing.
Wow. Six of this. I know the 21st Amendment was the one that was the repeal. Was it 18?
I think so. That sounds
we could look this up.
I got smartphones.
But it is repeal day, where it is celebrating the repeal of the prohibition, and we're of course starting with beer.
The repealing of the
prohibition. I'm 80 years old. Shut up.
You were around when that happened.
I was. I remember it. I went a little classier than you did. I will say, and I went with something I've never had before, which I'm always trying to do. This is I went with a Tall Grass Oasis, which I know literally nothing about. But it's good. I will say that. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. I mean, it's an amber. It's a little bit of a bitter. It's not quite IPA bitter.
Okay.
But it is, it's on that scale.
Yeah.
But it is, it's tasty.
What did you say it was?
It's a Tall Grass Oasis.
No, what did you say to abolish prohibition?
I thought it was the 18th.
Nope, 21st.
No, 21st is the one that abolished it. What was the one that actually started?
Repeal of...
What was the actual amendment that started prohibition?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, I knew 21st because there's a bar named the 21st. Or no, is it a bar or a brewery?
I think it's brewery.
Yeah, brewery, that's 21st amendment.
18th amendment.
There we go. Look at that.
Yeah.
And what was 13th, just to be safe?
13th.
13th was slavery. 14th was income tax.
Women's right to vote, maybe?
No. Income tax was after.
Hold on, I'm working on it. Amendment.
You could just look up. Yeah, just look up amendment list.
I'm working on it.
Type faster, damn it. What are you having to drink?
I'm having a Grain Belt Northeast because we are in the heart of Northeast.
We are.
And it's happy hour, so it's $1.50 for Grain Belt Northeast.
Yes, you double fisted it right away.
Actually, I should have gotten a third. Honestly, at that price, That's really good.
Yeah? Yeah, because they're normally $4, yeah. so they're almost 33% off.
13th Amendment was abolishment of slavery.
Okay, what was 14th? 14th was income tax, I think.
Come on, you fucker.
This is how Dave wrestles with his BlackBerry.
I'm working on it. Just like I can get 3G right now. 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution is something.
You'd suck as a game show host.
Citizenship clause.
Oh, this is okay. That's right. Yep. My bad. Yeah, because it was 13th was slavery, 14th was...
It allowed was, it to recognize...
Was the citizens.
Yeah.
And 15th, there was a three-peat. There was like 13, 14, 15, and 15 had something to do with that too. 15th
was...
Oh, yeah. Nachos?
Thank you.
Excellent, thank you.
Not the 5th, the 15th, fucker. I hate this phone. 15th Amendment.
It's really why I asked you. So I could drive you slowly insane.
Right to vote, yeah.
Your right to vote. All right. Well,
who's come? Who's here? What do we get?
We got one of their happy hours. I think the blue cheese and bacon nachos. No, it's kettle chips, not a traditional tortilla chip.
Right.
Which I don't know how I feel about, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But it's a house bacon. With blue cheese and caramelized onions. Take it on its own?
Yeah.
It's very tasty. I like it.
I wouldn't call it nachos, though.
Neither would I. I have a problem with the terminology.
But I don't know what I would call it.
Ooh.
You all right?
I hit a pocket of blue cheese.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, but it, if you're not prepared for it, I cannot.
I'm not sure what I would call this, though.
Yeah. I mean,
it's of the nacho variety. It's in the nacho family.
It's cheese on chips.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if I'd call it nachos.
Mm. They're good kettle chips, though. I will give them credit on that.
They're like kettle chips.
I like kettle chips. I've become a big fan of the... what the hell. It's a local kettle chip company.
Old Dutch?
No. Although Rachel's, that's what I like. Their barbecue is pretty outstanding.
Any of the flavors are really quite good. Yeah.
But no, have you seen the it's like Dutch Reserve or something like that? It's like Old Dutch is trying to do these like I don't want to say artisanal because that just sounds
designer.
Really pretentious. Yeah, I mean, well, they're kind of the upper class chip. They're a little thicker. I mean, it's still the ripple cut, okay. But they're thick. I mean, they're probably almost like a centimeter thick. You know, and what's funny is some of their flavors, they're basically just like renamed original flavors. So like they have one that's barbecue ribs. Like no, it's just barbecue.
Right.
It's just barbecue chip. Barbecue chip. It's very good. Just call it a barbecue.
That doesn't do much for me, you know?
I'm not a big barbecue chip fan.
No, I like barbecue chips, but I don't want designer chips. I just want... Maybe it's a bit of the purist in me.
Yeah.
I just want normal flavors.
There's nothing like super crazy in terms of the flavors. I think they've got a Szechuan. They've got the barbecue. They've got a dill.
Oh, I can rock a dill.
Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's a little lighter, it's a little thicker cut.
Okay.
It's just a little higher class of a chip. You should try them.
I'll give it a whirl. Problem is, chips are one of those things, like, I can't keep it in the house because I will sit there and eat the entire bag in a sitting. It's the same thing with cookies. I just cannot buy cookies because I don't have any sort of willpower to stop myself from just eating the entire, not just the sleeve of Oreos, the entire damn package.
Speaking of Oreos, I partook in my annual tradition.
Okay.
Every year around this time, I buy myself one box of the white fudge covered Oreos.
How long did it last?
I finished the last one when I got home from work today.
Did it make it home from the store?
No, we managed to get it to home without opening it.
That's very big of you.
But that is Christmas to me now.
It's
the white Christmas
box.
Oreos. Because, no, it's... It only comes out around the winter.
Yeah.
You know, I always get my one. I used to get them all the time when I was working at the video store. Because, yeah, I actually had to walk past Target to get to the video store.
No, it's just calling your name at that point.
It is.
And they're right in the front there.
Mm-hmm. But now I limit myself to my one box for the season.
Yeah.
Unless somebody sends me one.
I'll see what... have you been a good boy this year?
Maybe
maybe Santa will bring you some.
Have I? That reminds me. The other thing that comes with this time of year is the Christmas list.
Yeah.
What is your opinion, not only of the Christmas list, but what is your strategy, if any?
Well, let me finish chewing here.
It's very good bacon. I will say that.
In years past, I would, you know, give my parents suggestions of what to get me, but I'd much rather have something that wasn't necessarily heartfelt, but they put a little bit of energy and time into thinking about what to get me, because I'm at that age where I can get anything, I can buy anything for myself. Yeah, or income level, I should say. I'm at that stage in my life where I can, if I want something, I'm going to buy it. I don't need somebody to buy it for me.
Yeah.
I'd much rather be surprised at something that isn't necessarily heartfelt, but they put a little time and energy into finding it for me.
Yep.
If they need suggestions, I will provide said suggestions. But I always preface it with, I'd much rather get something from you that has a little bit of heart to it.
So it's a test. It's
how much,
like,
do you love me?
Yeah, and how much do you know me?
Yeah.
It's very Minnesotan passive aggressive.
You know it. I learned from some of the best.
Yeah, you do.
Mostly my ex-wife. Hey-o. Hi-o.
She was just aggressive. That's different.
That's a good point. She hit me all the time.
She did.
And you.
She hit me or I hit you?
No. She hit you too.
Well, I blocked it out. This is always my yearly quandary, and for people that were listening to us when we started the whole wedding registry thing,
right?
This will be a rehash of that. I hate gifts.
Right.
Not that, and let me phrase this. I don't dislike getting stuff.
Right.
I enjoy it. You know, but it's choosing gifts. It's crafting the list, because much like you, I am at that point.
Thank you.
And what was the sausage again?
Pork, kale, and chestnut.
Very good. Thank you.
Yep.
I'm at that point where I can buy pretty much anything I want.
Mm-hmm.
Within reason. Yeah. And but anything I haven't, like, purchased myself yet is in the several hundred dollar level, and I don't feel right asking my friends and family,
right,
to buy me a several hundred dollar thing.
Exactly.
And I'm doubly screwed because we've been so lucky with the wedding stuff. We don't really need that much that we didn't get. All right. I mean, we're asking for another set of silverware because apparently we're going to be entertaining the queen at some fucking point, so we need 17 knives.
Really? You're not kidding, are you?
We've got two sets. We've got 10 total, and she wants two more sets of 5.
Because we have a space to entertain that many people.
I know. We also have 8 china sets.
Sets?
Yeah, like 4 place, like bowl, plate. You know, 4 or 8 settings.
Okay. Well, 8 settings is about normal on a china set.
I don't like that many people.
No, I don't either. I'm right there with you, but that's normal. Whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
We don't have a say. What we do have a say in is the wonderful food has arrived.
Sure. I'm going to finish off these nachos.
Go for it. That was an excellent starter.
That was a great starter. Yeah. No, and you know, as far as the happy hour stuff is, I almost call that happy meal. And the happy hour stuff, they do the daily mini burger, which they do a small selection of burgers here. I've never actually had one.
Neither have I. I've never ordered off of anything but the actual sample room sample menu.
Mm-hmm.
And to preface this, sample room is exactly what it means. It's small plates. Think American-style tapas, if you will.
Yes.
That might be the best way to describe it. Grab a plate here.
Oh, yeah, I
suppose. Let's be cultured.
I hate culture.
You're really bad at it.
I know. It's like Call of Duty games. I don't do it because I'm not good at it.
So you describe what's in front of you.
I've got the roasted veggie tort, which if you're looking for vegetarian options, which we rarely talk about on this show.
Because it's sacrilege.
It is. This is one of the better ones that I've had. And this is coming from a devout carnivore. It's a goat cheese, Parmesan, roasted red pepper, and sour cream.
I feel like it should be some sort of church.
Yeah, you know, it is.
Church of the carnivore.
Yeah, it's pretty... It is a very good... Just mix of really fresh vegetables and the crust is well made, and it's just, there's nothing bad about this at all, other than the fact that it has no meat. But I can get over that.
All right.
The roasted red pepper sour cream that they top this with is outstanding.
Yeah.
I would so order this. I would so order just like a tub of this.
I'm surprised you don't come over here more often for this.
You know,
it's so close.
It is. It's extremely close, as we said. And, you know, it's just one of those where we got to kind of be in the right mood and all that stuff.
I'm going to ruin this and cut it in half.
It's fine. I'm destroying this tomato right now. Screw it. But yeah, I mean, we've been here a few times, but not... screw it, I'm going to just pick this up with my fingers. We've been here a few times, and we always like it, but it's just one of those where it's like... For us, it all depends on how much we want to drink. because Psycho Susie's is about a block further.
Okay.
So it's like, has it been that kind of day?
Gotcha.
It's like, do I want a mixed drink? You know, if we do, then we'll go over to Psycho Susie's, get a mixed drink, some fried food. We just want greasy crap. We want grease and alcohol.
Right.
That's what we want. We go to Sega Susie's.
God, you're American.
I know. If we're feeling just a little fancier, a little more cultured, we'll come here.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a decent beer menu, but it's all about that food. It's all about all of the different little things that you can get.
Right.
And everyone can get what they want, which is also nice.
Exactly. And you can share
share if you want.
What I am about to partake in is, without a doubt, my favorite thing on the menu, but also in the entire Twin Cities. This is my favorite thing to eat. If I was on that show on the Food Network, best things I've ever eaten, this would be on my list. What it is, it's a baked herbed Stickney Hill goat cheese with oven-dried tomatoes and basil oil. And it sounds very simple.
Yeah.
But the melding of the cheese and the bread and the tomato all together and the basil oil, it's baked, so it's nice and warm and creamy. To me, it's about as good as it gets. I mean, it's very simple. It's very clean. It's very recognizable flavors. And it's done so well that it's, without a shadow of a doubt, my favorite thing to eat.
I like it as well. Maybe not quite to the degree that you do. But it is extremely good. And what kills me about this is not so much the cheese, which, I mean, goat cheese, I'm there. Put herbs in the goat cheese, I'm doubly there. Mm-hmm. It's that oven-dried tomatoes. You know, I normally am all for that on things, on a pizza.
Yep.
As you know, diced up with a bruschetta or something like that. You know, I'm totally with that. But just on its own, just in the oil, I'm a little more hesitant. I'll admit. Mm-hmm. These are worth it.
Yes. Yeah.
And again, if you're vegetarian, that's another good choice. Because that goat cheese is extremely savory.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You get a lot of that kind of meat.
Almost meaty.
It is. And, you know.
Meat-like.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not vegan for obvious reasons.
No.
But. And now we're trying one of my favorite things, although I haven't had this particular incarnation. The sample room is trying out. What I like about this place is that they love trying shit. Just for fun. They do.
Not afraid to experiment.
They're not afraid to experiment, and they're not afraid to get rid of stuff. Which is good.
Because we're not afraid to eat leftovers.
Well, yeah. One thing that I like that they do here is their house-made sodas.
Is this one done?
Yes.
Leave that.
I see some cheese there. Yep. I'm not going to touch that.
Yeah.
Anything else right now? Everyone's still got a little bit of vegetables on it.
I know. I think we're still poking at it. Yep. We'll actually, the chicken pot pie. Can we do a chicken pot pie?
We are currently out of the pot.
Oh.
And, my God.
If you go back in time to last night, you can yell at the cooks that were working last night.
Oh, I will.
They didn't put it on the prep list.
No, I will.
Those bastards.
What about the meatloaf?
Yeah.
Let's do the meatloaf.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Anyway, as I was saying, we got the house-made sodas. They tend to be very good, but they're kind of hit and miss. They're a little traditional, which means they tend to be not quite as sweet as one would expect from a craft soda. You know,
is it really craft soda or is it just more house-made?
I would consider house-made anything craft. I mean, they're making it, you know.
But they're not distributing it.
No, that's true. And it's more of a syrup that they pour in. They do it like an Italian soda, where it's a syrup over carbonated water.
Gotcha.
As opposed to, you know, actually mixing it. The difference is kind of academic, but, you know, it's not a big deal.
Okay, you got to do what I just did.
I will, as soon as I'm done explaining it.
Oh.
What they're doing right now is they want to do 100 types of sausage.
God bless them.
I know. And the one we got today, and this is one of those where you get it, they only have it for a very limited time, and then they're done. They don't make them anymore. This is a pork, kale, and chestnut sausage.
It's extremely good.
I'm gonna get a little of cheese.
Yes. It's extremely good. Like, just by itself. Like,
I was a little worried with the chestnuts. You don't even notice it. Well, yeah, you're right. What I meant is, you don't even notice it texture-wise. There's no, like, crunchy bits.
Right.
Which is, I worry, anytime I see, like, nuts or seeds in a sausage, even, like, fennel, which is kind of, you know, traditional for sausage. If there's big fennel seeds in it, I'm completely turned off. You know, how about this? You know, you just get a little bit of that chestnut flavor, but it doesn't affect that almost silky kind of texture to it.
It's very Christmassy.
Very Christmassy.
I mean, it's very holiday-ish. Mm-hmm. And maybe it is the chestnut flavor to it.
Yep. And I think that cuts kind of the bitterness of the kale, too.
And the kale being, very much a wintry green.
Mm-hmm.
It's very... That sausage is like a warm blanket, almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know. I have another, you know, really good way to describe it other than it's very familiar flavors, but different.
Yeah. What I like about this particular sausage is I think this would be an absolutely fantastic more breakfast sausage.
Yes.
You know, where...
Oh, Oh, you are spot on, my friend.
It's just a little bit sweet, but not terribly so. I mean, it's good pork.
Mm-hmm.
It's well seasoned. Yeah, I mean, it's fine here, but in the morning, put a little syrup on that. I mean, we did the basil oil and the goat cheese on there. That was tasty.
It was something too sweet because I kind of liked it. I liked it almost more pure.
Yeah, it's very good, but I'm saying if a little syrup got on it, it would not be the end of the world.
No. You're spot on that veggie tour.
I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you've never had that. You've been here many more times than I have. Mm-hmm. You've never pulled the trigger on the tort.
That's very good.
Yeah. And again, it's all about, they do a good job with the tort in terms of just the smokiness of it. Because, I mean, you really get that roasted character.
Yes.
In the vegetables, even with stuff like, I'm trying to think what else is all in it. Because there's more to it than what they say in here. Because they just say goat and Parmesan, but, you know, there is mushrooms in there. There's some more root vegetables. I know there's carrots in there. There's some tomatoes. There's some sort of green leafy thing. Can't quite tell what it is. My only complaint with the tort, and this is more my predilections.
You had to share.
Certain, no. Oh, well, that is a.
I'll leave you the scraps.
Thank you. I like. It feels a little loose to me.
It always does.
I know. But no, it's I kind of want some sort of binder.
You get that a lot?
Shut up.
It always feels a little loose.
Shut up. I kind of want like some sort of binder in there. Be it a cheese or...
Well, there's cheese in there. There's two different types of cheese in there.
I want more, though. I mean, it seems like it's more crumbly. Like, maybe, I don't know if they just need to cook it a little bit more to melt that cheese and kind of hold the pieces together.
What I was expecting when I looked down and I saw tort, I expected something a little bit flatter, not built like a pie.
It looks like a quiche.
Yeah, it looks like a quiche or a pie.
Yeah.
And because of that, I think... With a traditional tort, stuff bakes into the crust. You know, mm-hmm. It's very much sitting in the crust rather than that. That's more of a veggie pie.
Yeah, without the sauce.
Without the sauce.
Yeah.
So maybe they named it wrong.
No, I think that qualifies as a tort. It's just a different kind of application.
Right.
Anyway, back to the gifting stuff.
Right.
So I was trying to think of something that is around, you know, between $20 and $50 that my in-laws can get me or something like that. And I'm not, you know, I don't mind asking for video games.
You know, You're not above it.
I asked for a couple. You know, but they're a little pricey, but you know, like this time of year, especially the newer stuff, you can get cheap if you play your cards right. As for a shit ton of games, this was the first Christmas that I really felt like an adult, aside from asking for video games.
Ask for a lot of clothes?
I didn't ask for clothes. I will now probably never ask for clothes. In fact, I abhor clothes shopping so much.
It shows.
I... I was doing laundry, and I was cleaning up the dirty clothes in the bedroom, mm-hmm. and I pulled a shirt up. And I'm like, this is a cool shirt. Like, what? Like, whose shirt is this? And apparently I had bought it.
Never worn it?
I never worn it. I'd completely forgotten that I even bought it.
I have a couple of those.
Yeah. I saw you. But it is for clothes, but aside from the video games, and aside from things like the Best Buy gift certificates, I did ask for a Guitar Center gift certificate, but that's just for recording equipment. I asked for a Home Depot gift certificate, which made me feel really old.
Very much.
And I was thinking about this, and I want to start something. I want to start a trend. Okay, amongst guys our age.
I can't wait to see where this is going.
Amongst guys our age, you know, mid to late 20s, early 30s, got a little bit of money, a little bit of culture, but you don't have kids, You don't have...
Is that a compliment?
You might, be married. I'm speaking generalized here.
You're turning over a new leaf.
Individual results may vary, but, you know, it's you're not married, or you might be married, but you don't have kids. You know, you got a little bit of freedom
divorcee
left in there.
Divorcee, maybe?
Might divorcee qualifies. The important thing is no kids. Okay, for this. I want to start the trend of gifting good bottles of liquor.
Ooh.
Because...
Ooh, I have a good idea. I have an idea, Evan. I have an idea.
For me? Or,
no.
Oh, okay.
Instead of trying to figure out something to get for each other, let's just get liquor for each other.
I'm actually already along that path with you.
Okay,
so,
no, but let's just... We'll make a pact right now.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So I'm getting you a good something unique.
Yeah.
And you're going to get me something unique.
Sure.
I don't like tequila. No tequila.
I know. That's okay. Fine. You're without class and style.
Everything,
that's fine.
Everything else is fair game.
All
game
right.
On.
All right. Fair enough.
Love a good vodka.
But I was thinking about it. Like guys our age, like, we've got the electronics.
Right.
You know, we've got, you know, if you're into that thing, you've got the clothes, you've got the jewelry. Like, I'm not a big jewelry guy at all.
Neither of us are car guys.
We're not car guys. I want to start, and maybe this is because I've been watching a lot of Mad Men, but I would love to bring back that kind of cocktail culture.
Oh, I like where you're going with this. You're brilliant.
I know.
You're a brilliant man.
I know. So I want to say, you know, and...
I dig where you're going.
And what
with this.
I like about this is that once you get to that $20 or more price point,
right,
that forces you to get outside of, like, the Grey Goose and you know, the college liquors.
Yeah, don't I want Grey Goose. I want Belvedere.
Belvedere's not bad.
I like Grey Goose too. So,
yeah, I'm not a big vodka guy, but I can do Belvedere.
But I want something more unique than that.
Yeah, or just a little classier, a little older.
Right.
You know, go like a cheapy single malt.
Right.
Like, that would be awesome.
I'll age something or other.
Yeah, you know, go just a little bit more. And not only is that...
This is the best idea you've ever had.
I know. Not only
not
is
even,
it...
Not even close. This is the best idea you've ever had.
Not only is it a good idea from the gifter's point of view, because, you know, there's so many different kinds of liquors now.
Yeah.
You can really tailor it to the person you're giving it to.
Oh, yeah. We do a gift drawing. Instead of buying for every single person in the family, we set a higher dollar amount limit.
Yeah.
And you buy for one person.
We do the same
and
thing.
And it's out of a hat, so it's luck of the draw.
Yeah.
I got my Uncle Chris a couple years ago.
Okay.
And he's a big liquor guy. So I got...
Is this big gay Chris? Or
no,
is...
I don't have a gay Chris.
You have a gay uncle, though, don't you?
No.
Who am I thinking of?
No idea. Not me.
Anyway, sorry.
Might be my brother. Hi-o.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
he's not listening. Doesn't matter.
Right.
But I got him a bottle of Johnny Walker Green Label.
See, there you go. That's a perfect
thing. $60 bottle of scotch.
Yeah.
He was a happy guy.
I know.
That was like, that made his Christmas.
And so not only can you tailor it to the person. Yeah. If you go that route, like, if you go, like, the really, you know, high quality stuff,
yeah,
that is a gift that will last them all year.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless they're an elk.
This is the smartest, most brilliant idea you've ever had.
Thank you.
It's not even close.
Thank you.
Because you really have, you know, this show was not a good idea, honestly. Let's be honest. Starting a podcast network, not a good idea.
No.
Honestly. Bringing back the cocktail culture, I like where you're going.
And you don't even have to go cocktails. Like, if
cocktail
you want,
gifting.
If you want to be a scotch guy, like, just a straight scotch guy, that's cool too.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, and maybe it's just because of my burgeoning alcohol snob or liquor snobbery.
Yeah, I know where you're going with it.
But it's just, that just, to me, you know, as a newfound appreciator of liquor, I'm excited to get the gift.
Oh,
because not only is it like you, where you can do the passive aggressive thing, it's like, okay, how much do they spend on me?
Right.
How much do they love me? How well do they know me?
Right.
But it's also the, I've never had this, or I've never tried this kind of liquor, or, you know, or this brand,
God,
or whatever. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, and it's very adult. Like,
very
I feel weird asking my in-laws for video games.
Thank you.
Thank you. I feel weird asking my in-laws for beer games.
This is a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
Wow.
Here you are. All right. I am a meatloaf connoisseur.
Yeah, because of that, we ordered meatloaf.
Because of that, we ordered their meatloaf.
So three meat meatloaf, grass-fed beef, pork, and bison, smoked right, tomato baby. Ketchup. Where are you going to bring it? Are we going to bring it? And?
It's very tasty. I do like their meatloaf. Where are we? Again, like most of what they do here, very simple. You know, and not overly frilly,
right?
But it's that kind of high class comfort food.
Yeah,
you know, especially this.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's American style tapas.
Mm-hmm. And you know, this place has kind of a reputation for being an expensive place. The individual bits aren't terribly expensive, but it's like sushi because you end up ordering. Oh, I'll have one of these, one of these, one of these, one of these, and one of these.
Right, you could order everything on the plate.
Yeah. And like, yeah, then it will get expensive, absolutely.
Right. It is a perfect after-work place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not wanting a big dinner quite that early.
Yeah.
But they've got excellent beer specials and a fairly good happy hour menu. But everything else comes so small, you could order one or two things and not feel full. And again, not break the bank.
Yeah. Were this in a better location? Although it's not a terrible spot.
No. It's hard to find.
It is a small building in the midst of a residential area.
And the shadow of Psycho Susan's.
Yeah. But what I was going to say was if this were in a better location in terms of its positioning vis-a-vis downtown,
mm-hmm.
this would be a great before or after event mm-hmm. place.
And I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've done that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I want this meatloaf on a sandwich.
Oh.
I think that's about the only flaw with this. No. You can't go high class bread on a meatloaf sandwich. It's just my rule. You pick something. I picked the last one.
Give me 2 minutes.
Okay. So how was your weekend? I didn't even ask you about this.
It was good. I catered my mom's annual holiday party.
Oh!
I
never gave you that whoopie pie person.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I made up for it. Which is it's a 2-day project. What my mother does and her friends do is they adopt a few families through the CAP agency in Scott County, where she lives. And the CAP agency is basically provides services and needs and food and shelter assistance and clothing assistance for families in need.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an adopt-a-family program during the holiday season where you basically select a family and you buy their presents for them. So the kids get a present and the parents are going to get a couple of gifts, you know, just something. For the kids, obviously, it's going to be toys and stuff like that, but for parents, it's stuff that they need.
It's liquor.
Well, yeah. you know, undershirts, underwear, socks, you know, some, you know, shirts that they can wear to work, you know, it might be dress clothes.
Or in job interviews.
Oh, well, yeah. No, not. But,
well, no, I'm just saying, you know.
A Cub gift card, you know, yeah. stuff that goes can go a long way.
Yeah.
And so her friends, there are about 8 of them total, they get together, it's an annual thing, they'll pick a Saturday, spend the entire day shopping, and then come back to my mother's place to have a meal. And in years past, she had hired somebody to get it catered. Well, it was getting really quite expensive at that point. Well, why not hire your sons to do the catering?
Why else have kids?
Why else have kids? When your sons are more than capable cooks and have them...
yeah, I would say so.
Well, I mean, my brother being a chef, and I'm no slouch, I'd like to think.
Mark's a waste of skin, but we
he
knew that.
He completely is a waste of skin. I don't know how he operates.
That's why he got married.
Subway diet, Mark. Come on. God, he's fat. Oh my God, he's so fat.
I wasn't even talking about
I know,
about
but
the
he's
fatness.
So fat. He's so fat now. It's unbelievable. Like, I don't know how... Mary just made him so fat.
You know, I am a fan of fast food. I would never wish a Subway diet on anyone.
But here's the thing. He's on the Subway diet. He's choosing the wrong subs on the menu.
Yeah, the double-decker meatball sub.
Exactly.
Is
the big the double meat Big Philly cheesesteak.
I can't even go into a Subway anymore.
Yeah, it smells horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it stinks the whole area.
Yeah, it's really bad.
You can tell from the parking lot that there's a Subway in there.
It's disgusting.
There's a Subway in the Skyway from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And it's in between... I don't know what the building's names are, but it's basically it's right by Target.
Yep.
And it's on my way
to
Target.
I know which
Target.
One you're talking about.
There is this wall of yeast stank that's coming up because that's what it is. It's the bread.
Yeah, it's completely the bread.
Yeah, and it's this like just this force field of yeasty dankness that's just nasty.
We're gonna do the caramel apple pork belly confit.
Nicely done. Nicely chosen, Sam.
Yes, thank you.
I think that'll probably top us off.
I think you're right.
Don't want this to be too crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, I get... Oh, the yeasty nasty.
Oh, I can't do it. And I have to walk through it to get to Target.
Well, my brother used to work there, which...
I remember.
Think, you would think that that would make him stop. Like, I worked at Dairy Queen half of my life ago. 14, 15, 16 years old. I am going to be 32 this year. I still can't go to Dairy Queen. It still
really?
Grosses me out. It still kind of weirds me out. Like, I'll eat it, but it's like in the totem pole of foods, fast foods, it's very low. It's like Subway and then Dairy Queen
really?
Is right above it. Just slightly above it.
I love Dairy Queen because, again, right in the Skyway.
Yeah.
It's right in my building. Speaking of which, they started building the turkey to go in my building.
You're so lucky.
I saw
alive.
The construction guys in there this
Did you
week.
Shake their hand and like
no, they're
a little teary eyed.
They're a little busy.
That place is gonna be so busy.
Oh my God, it's gonna be awesome.
It's an hour lunch break right there, just waiting in line, just dripping.
And,
and
where it's at, it's in this like perfect kind of It's this like four corners area because there's a Cousins.
Yeah.
A Taco Bell.
Taco John's.
No, it's a Taco Bell.
It is?
Yeah, it's a Taco Bell. Taco John's is over in the same building as
There's a Cousins
Zenbox.
Over there right there, isn't there?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No.
Sorry, carry on.
No, but it's a Taco Bell, a Cousins, this place called Morby's, which is a pizza place.
Yeah.
Extremely greasy, but they're not bad.
Not bad, yeah.
Not bad. My favorite thing about Morby's is that they do generic sodas.
Okay.
And it's like, it's not Dr. Thunder, but they've got one of the funniest Dr. Pepper knockoffs names.
Super Pib Extra.
Oh, I'll put this in the show notes. A listener, Andrew, clued me in on a website that is collecting all of the generic names for Dr. Pepper.
Oh, fantastic.
So it is the Dr. Thunders and all of that stuff. Oh my God, I cannot remember the link right now, but it's
Mr.
so Pibber. Funny. It's so funny.
Dr. Pib.
I just discovered Zevia, which is it's a all natural soda.
Okay.
It's a zero calorie. It uses that stevia stuff.
Sounds terrible.
It's not bad,
yeah.
But you can definitely tell it's a zero calorie thing.
Yeah.
Apparently they only sell it at like Target superstores and like Whole Foods. I picked up the grape, and it's okay, but it's
sounds terrible.
It's not bad, but anyway.
Going back to what I was doing this week.
Back three subjects ago.
Right. So, I did essentially a catered meal. So I did six appetizers, a salad, and a main course and dessert. And
six appetizers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they all different kinds of pizza rolls?
Why didn't I go that way? That's a brilliant
six
idea.
Six kinds of pizza rolls.
Six kinds of pizza rolls? I don't think they do. Cheese, pepperoni, sausage, combination. They're only going to make four, man.
I'm sure they've got some seasonal variety. Reindeer.
I would eat that.
I would eat reindeer pizza rolls. Hell yeah.
Let's stay on this. Try to stay on this.
No, I just wanted to point something out. No, because this is important because we neglected information last week.
Okay.
When we were talking about Gino Panalucci, the guy who created Gino's Pizza Rolls, Palucci, whatever. He also created Chongqing.
Yeah. The shitty chow mein.
The shitty chow mein noodles.
Ugh. Oh. That's one of those things that just makes my stomach turn.
I know.
Chow mein in general is gross to me, but...
It is.
Ugh.
It looks like it should be cereal.
It looks like it's not... It doesn't even look like Chinese or Cantonese or any sort of ease.
Yeah,
it just looks terrible.
It just looks wrong. Anyway, back to your catered meal.
So,
with your six kinds of pizza rolls.
We did six appetizers. We did a very simple manchego cheese with a brown butter sauce.
Oh, okay.
So you brown a little bit of butter, dump a bunch of honey and some sea salt into it as it's coming up to boil, and just let it boil for 2 or 3 minutes until it turns a little bit brown and turns nutty. So you have like a honey nut glaze, and you pour that over this kind of cheese that's like a soft cheddar parmesan mix.
Okay.
And it holds up really well, and you serve that with a little bit of apples and crackers. Very, very good.
That would be good.
Did these very, very light cucumber rounds. So did slices of cucumber, very, very thin slices, and then thin slices of radish stacked on top, and then a herb cream cheese on top of that.
Oh, nice. This is very fancy.
It was very fancy. I thought it was actually a lot more prep work than I was expecting.
I imagine.
Did a flatbread with a creme fraiche, a lemon zest creme fraiche. Just take some creme fraiche, you get a Bayer Lees or Lund's or whatever. Mix it with a little bit of lemon juice and lemon zest in it. Put that down as the kind of the sauce on the flatbread. And then I made a parsley and caper pesto.
Okay, you lost me, but
so,
okay.
Well, you
I understand, but
food processor, look up a bunch of parsley, just a touch of capers for just a little bit of brininess to it, and then start chopping that together with the food processor, and then dump very, very slowly, put in some olive oil to kind of emulsify it a little bit. And so it makes them this nice little pesto.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that, but it sounds fine.
It was very, very good. And then you top that.
I don't like capers or parsley.
Wait for it. Yeah, not only that on that, you also have some sauteed, caramelized onions and bacon.
Well, that I'm for.
Yeah, so it's all, that whole thing on the flatbread.
Yeah.
I did cranberry lamb meatballs. So you made lamb meatballs that had cranberry in it, mint and cardamom and coriander, and then topped it with a little sprig of mint, and then a little bit of a cranberry glaze over the top of that.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty good. Did caprese salad on a stick, basically. So did a mozzarella ball, a cherry tomato, and a sprig of basil, and then drizzled all of them with a little bit of olive oil and balsamic.
You say this is the thing. Is this just for your mom and her friends?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This isn't like, because you talked about adopting families. Like, you're not bringing the families over.
No, but they bought all the gifts, and they come back to my mom's place to wrap.
This is like
them.
The post show.
Exactly.
This is them celebrating.
Correct.
Doing this. Okay.
Exactly.
Wow. So
a lot of wine, a lot of booze.
I've met your mother, so yeah. I know.
Yeah. So they had that, and then also did a stuffed mushroom, stuffed with sauteed up a bunch of chorizo and spinach together, and then stuffed the mushroom, and then topped it with Parmesan cheese and baked them for a little bit. That was awesome.
I bet.
So did that as the appetizers. They were all well received. There wasn't much left over.
Can't imagine.
Then did a San Francisco Chipino.
Oh.
Which is a project.
Yeah.
Chipino is a San Francisco or Italian fish stew. It originated in San Francisco and basically was originated down in the world famous Fisherman's Wharf. And where it got its name is all of the Italian fishermen down there would put together a stew and people would chip in what they had. Chipino. You know, so that's where the name came from. That's all I got. So did Chipino.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yeah, Chipino with a seafood stock.
It's similar. It's similar to like a gumbo.
not as thick.
Not as thick.
It doesn't have a room. It's a straight broth.
Yeah, it's a straight broth. But but similar in the sense that it's just a lot of random crap thrown in there.
Pretty much. Yeah. So you start off with a fish stock, and I did fish and seafood stock. And if you're looking for it, Coastal Seafoods here in town, they will hook you up. It's super cheap.
All right.
Do that. Dump some diced tomatoes in. Ton of fresh herbs. Coriander
would be bad. No.
Tarragon. Lemon thyme, if you can find it. Lemon thyme is freaking awesome. Just a ton of tarragon, lemon thyme, a little bit of honey for sweetness, and some hot sauce. And you let that cook down with a little bit of onion and garlic. Let it cook down to it's almost a stew, and then you add a little bit more seafood stock to it. And then you throw in all the fun stuff. We did corvina, which is a type of sea bass. Sauteed that off first and then dumped it in, so it kind of held together a little bit better.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Did mussels and clams and these nice brown Gulf shrimp. Perfect. Just everything came out perfect and just got devoured. And that was my first real attempt at any sort of shellfish.
Yeah.
Like, I can do shrimp.
It barely counts.
Well, I know, exactly. It's more shrimp to me is cooking more like fish. But I was scared of anything, you know, still in a shell. But it's very easy to do because once they're open, it's done.
Yeah.
And you just take it out as soon as that's done. Very simple to make. It was more prep work than anything else. And that was very well received. And then the good folks at El Burrito Mercado in St. Paul, Concord Street, hooked a brother up. And my mother's friends, they're not only, you know, friends from work together, but they also travel together as well. And they've recently...
Very much a Red Hat Society.
To a lesser extent, yes. They have taken trips overseas, and one of their favorite places is Spain. And one of their most favorite things that they had over there was flan, which is an egg custard with kind of a caramel sauce over the top. Well, the best flan in town is at El Burrito Mercado. And so they make it not just in a regular, you know, small, you know, 2-inch by 2-inch portion size. They make the 8-inch round of the flan. And so I went over there, got two of those bad boys, and that sucker got devoured as well. All in all, it was very well received. It's a lot of work, but it goes to a good cause.
The question I think I have, as well as many of our listeners.
Watch yourself.
Did you score?
No, I didn't score.
Because it sounds like you did a lot of work. Was there reciprocation?
I got paid. I did get paid.
Did you get paid in money or
I got paid in money.
In sweet middle-aged thigh?
It's elderly thigh at this point.
Well, I was giving them the benefit of the doubt.
It's past middle age,
they're good-looking women. Ew. You know, it still counts as middle age.
You do realize my mother's included in that group.
I'm well aware.
You're a married man.
That's fine.
And my mother basically raised you.
That is also fine. That means we always have things to talk about afterward.
I'm going to tell you said that. I'm going to tell you said that. You're a terrible person.
I know I'm a terrible person, but I don't care.
But yes, it was very well received.
Pork belly confit.
All right. Thank you.
This is technically dessert now.
Yeah, it really is. Meat for dessert, or more could you ask for?
Yes.
That would be apple.
Ah, it's a piece of dried apple of some sort.
Give me.
Yeah, that's what makes a dessert.
Probably a little sweet.
This one's a little chewy.
Like a fruit roll up.
Yeah. Alright.
Oh, this is fatty goodness at its best. I need a knife.
So the trick with this is to have the piece of apple in your mouth. Just like tuck it up in the corner of your lip, like it's chaw.
Okay.
and then eat the pork with that, because it just adds a nice little apple-y flavor to it.
What do we think?
This is extremely good.
Oh, yeah.
This is a fine choice to end with.
It is kind of like dessert.
It's pork dessert.
It is pork dessert. Mm.
It's, you know...
Fatty. Oh,
it's very fatty. You know, it's in this... some sort of glaze, which I'm trying to find on here. What the hell is it?
All the way over.
Oh. Oh, it gives us nothing, but it's a caramel. Yeah, it's like a caramely kind of sauce on the bottom, and it looks like it was probably cooked in a caramel
apple,
sauce.
The apple confit.
Oh, okay, that would make sense.
Mm. Oh, man. It's sweet, it's savory, it's fatty, it's meaty. You just left me fat with that, but...
I don't care. Fat's the best part.
Oh, man.
All right.
You destroyed that.
That was extremely good.
Wow.
So, final verdict, although I'm sure it'll be no surprise to anyone.
One of the better places we've been to in a while.
We've definitely had a good run. We haven't had like a real disappointing place in a while.
No, we haven't. Although last week nearly killed me. Honestly.
Well, that was
oh my god.
That was more funny for me.
It wasn't even like the spice that killed me. It was the drive home that was tough to bear.
There is nothing worse when you got kind of a not an upset stomach, but a hair trigger stomach. Then a long drive home, because it's that constant vibration in your guts. It's like just shaking up a soda can.
I had all
can.
The windows down. I was
it's
so
like
hot.
It's like soaking up a soda can for 45 minutes.
Yeah, and that truly was what it was like. It was bad news. I am a happy camper. Even.
Yes.
Sorry that wasn't any good.
It was terrible.
Oh, God, that was really good.
We need a replacement one.
No, we're good.
No, we're fine. Oh.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep. I like your definition of the American tapas.
Yeah.
But I think, and maybe this is just because I've been doing tapas wrong, but I think you almost have to approach it like a sushi place.
I think I think you do. Well, I think they're one and the same.
Right.
And that. I think you have.
See, when I think tapas, I don't think. Over time, I think just kind of get it all at once and then just bam.
When I've had Spanish style tapas, it's been get a couple plates, have a glass of wine, a bottle of wine, have a few more, have another bottle of wine. You know, just kind of it's a long drawn out.
Mm-hmm.
And you could definitely do that. I mean, as we leave here, I'm not necessarily stuffed, but I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm good. I'm full. But I don't feel stuffed or gross or top heavy or whatever.
Not like last week.
Not like, well, that was...
That's different.
It's coming out of every orifice I have.
It's no good.
Fired down below.
What I especially like about this place when it comes to, you know, we talk a lot about like reasons why you'd go to a place. Mm-hmm. This is another good date place because everyone can get what they want.
Yep.
You can share easily because there's enough portions where if you have it, like if you took anything we had and just had one person at that, they would be fine. You would not feel like you were overdoing it. You would not feel that you are being gluttonous.
It's very much you can see what people are, you know, what their tastes are like too.
Yeah.
Because you could order one. They essentially have it divided up into six different sections. You know, pasta, seafood, meat, vegetable, cheese, and charcuterie. And if you got one from each, you're really getting...
You got everything.
There's no reason why your date can't find something that they like or that they're able to eat.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what your kind of dietary... I think vegan's about the only thing you'd have trouble with.
Completely.
Because there's a lot of cheese and stuff like that, but... You know, it's You know, but at the same time, you also don't feel bad sharing.
Not at all.
You know, so, and even as a group, like even more than two people, you know, you come here with your work friends, or you come here, you know, with, you know, if you're one of them polygamists, you can come here with all your wives.
No, but,
and
but
share.
You could bring your family here.
Family, there, that was the word. You know, it's sad that I couldn't think of family, but I could think of polygamy.
Those people that buy you presents at the end of the year.
We're talking about my family.
It's your birthday in a couple weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, 2 weeks. No, yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, sorry.
I did do math in my head there. Yeah. That was pretty sad.
Happy birthday, because I will forget.
That's fine.
I
forget
like
yours. So.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
There's no rushing that day whenever you guys are all right. Well done.
No, I cannot think of enough good things to say about this place.
Yes, this is...
Every time I come here, I have something different that I've never had before, in addition to having... I'm building kind of this repertory of things that I always go for. I always go for the cheese, or the cheese. That narrows it down. The goat cheese. You know, I almost always get the tort. The last couple times I've gotten their basic turkey sausage is extremely good.
Mm-hmm.
It's an apple cranberry with a cranberry Dijon. But like you said, they're doing 100 kinds of sausage. They're on number 7, so they have a long way to go.
Yeah.
And if you follow them on Facebook, they're posting which ones they're doing.
Okay.
So that's how I hear about it.
It's also important to note they do a hell of a wine list.
They do
wine flights, and they have a hell of a cocktail list. We only partook in beer. That's down here.
That's right. Oh, okay.
We only partook in beer, which isn't it's no slouch either.
It's not fantastic, but it's got some oddballs in there.
Right.
They've got a couple of this tall grass stuff, which, again, after having this Oasis, I'm willing to try some of that. But, I mean, they've got some of your foreigners. You got your Chimay. You've got Ovaldi. You've got Dark Horse, which I've never seen on a beer list. They do the Surly's, of course. And if you want, you can get a PBR or, you know, a Grain Belt or and most of the Surly's they have here. They're not as big into getting like the new Surly's, so like Abrasive, which is just coming out this week. They're not gonna have that.
Right.
You know, but it's a little more pedestrian. But you're right, the wine list is huge. The cocktail list is very good. I've had one or two of those, and I cannot think. And my worry is that it has this reputation as just very fancy and very expensive, and it's neither of those things.
No, it's moderately priced. You could definitely drop serious coin in here, but it is. It's completely affordable and completely doable.
Mm-hmm.
At all times.
At a reasonable budget.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, what we got, everything we got was $41, which is cheaper than most of our meals on the show.
It's $10 more expensive than it was last week, basically.
Yeah.
And we got beer this time. And much better, I wouldn't say much better food, but different food.
Yeah.
A higher class of food.
But yeah, I mean, we hit all of the basic food groups. You know, we got all the various kinds of flavors. We got a wide variety for cheap. I mean, $40.
Yeah.
As much as I hate to say it, $40 for two people with drinks, that's not bad.
Yep.
I mean, shit, I went to Ginger Hop last week. It was me and Heather. And a burger and a cocktail each, that was $50.
Yep.
And I like Ginger Hop, and I don't think they're overpriced. So, I mean, the fact that we got what we got for as cheap as we did, you can't beat that. And, again, they have parking, which I like.
Yeah. And
especially around here.
Yeah. Especially when you're in the shadow of the juggernaut that is Psycho Susie's.
I saw a woman in the Skyway today. She's on the phone. Typical suburban housewife talking about how excited she was to go to Psycho Susie's tonight.
Yeah.
And I almost shoulder tackled her. It's like, no, this is our place. You stay away.
No, you don't get to come here. This is ours.
Get your own.
Get your own motor lounge things.
Minor prediction for 2012.
Okay.
I see Psycho Susie's expanding to a third location, counting Donnie Dirks.
Where? St. Paul?
I think they're going up to the Burbs. I could see a Psycho Susie's in Edina.
I have another theory for you.
Okay.
Stillwater.
It's a bit of a hike.
I don't think it matters. That would work perfectly out there. It's on
I'm sure it would.
Oh my
god. It would, but that's actually not a bad idea the more I think about it, but man, we're just full of good ideas on the show.
Yeah, that would do.
Stillwater or Hudson. Hudson would also work.
Oh my god, Hudson. Hudson's a better idea than Stillwater.
Yeah, especially because that's where Jimmy Buffett plays. That place you'd have to shut down.
Oh god. Oh my god. I wouldn't be 50 yards from there. 50 miles from there in the summertime.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant. We got in the wrong business.
I think we did.
We're good gift givers.
And we're good city planners. Literally all there is to putting together a restaurant is deciding where to put it.
Exactly.
That's the only
decision we have to make.
We're
so smart.
I know. It's painful to be us.
Yep.
But anyway, yes, highly recommend Sample Room. If you got a chance to come down, take it.
Yes.
I mean, you've got no excuse. And if parking's bad, park at my place.
That's an open invite.
It's an open invite. You can't come in the house.
Right.
But you can park on our street.
Very big of you.
That's a try. I'm willing to offer public parking to people. During the Northeast Arts Fest, we thought about renting out our driveway.
Not a bad idea.
I think it's illegal, though.
People that do it at the fair.
I think you have to get a license to it. I think you have to get a license.
So it sets you back a couple bucks.
I suppose. We really have one space, though. That's the problem. We can't really do volume business.
Yard.
No. The grass is shit, but it's not that bad.
Eh.
Plus, we have boulders everywhere.
You'll feel better with some cold, hard cashish in there.
That's probably true. Anyway. We should wrap up here. As always, we want to thank you guys for listening and checking out our sponsor, hopchart.com, for all of your beer cataloging needs. And we also want to thank you for following us on Facebook, facebook.com/wellfitguidetolife. Foursquare.com/wellfitguidetolife. Twitter, there we go. Twitter at Facebook, wellfit, fuck me. Start over.
You're Twitter, terrible.
I know.
You're really bad.
I was good until
you
I got
on the radio.
I was good until I got to the Twitter. Twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. Stands for Fancy Pants Gangsters. I do want to mention our newsletter, which you can follow, which you can sign up for. You can get deals and stuff. And we just announced this week that we're having a sale. Site-wide shirt sale. All of our shirts on
the
website.
Sunday.
All of the shirts on the website, shop.fancymansgangster.com. They're down to our convention prices, which for most shirts are $10. And it goes up the more complicated the shirt and the bigger the size. several of our shirts are out of print now, so once they're gone, they're gone. But that is going on until December 26th, so you got a little while to pick those up. And right now, my hard deadline to get it to you by Christmas is the 15th. So if you want to get a shirt by Christmas,
you've got
a little bit of time, but not much. I'm trying to think what else. We did the Foursquare. Follow us on iTunes. If you're an iTunes user, we would love your reviews and your ratings. And that helps us go up the charts.
We'd kill for your reviews and ratings.
I wouldn't.
I would.
I'd maim. I might cripple. I don't know if I'd kill.
You might.
Depends on who it was.
You're not above it.
Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening. And we'll see you next week.